From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Moscow-based billionaire and his pop star son may have been the hidden link between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia's government. An email exchange involving Trump's eldest son points to Aras and Emin Agalarov. The two are involved in real estate, the entertainment industry, and the highest levels of politics. The emails posted on Twitter Tuesday by Donald Trump Jr. show him willing to take what's described as Russian government dirt on Hillary Clinton that would help his father's candidacy during the 2016 presidential election. Iraqi and coalition forces Monday declared victory over Islamic State in Mosul, but Iraqi soldiers say fighting continues. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Mosul.
Soldiers dance in the streets in Mosul celebrating the defeat of Islamic State militants as ambulances head to the front lines to collect injured soldiers.
Iraqi forces say even though the government has already declared victory, the fighting continues in a small area here in Mosul's old city.
A few suspected militants are held captive, but most of the surviving fighters are expected to fight to the death. Many are foreign fighters, the most fanatic among the extremists. The vast majority of Mosul City is controlled by Iraqi forces after nearly 9 months of war that has displaced 900,000 people.
Reporting from the old city in Mosul, Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had confirmed information that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed, but there has been no independent confirmation. Baghdadi's death has been announced many times before, but the observatory does have a track record of credible reporting on Syria's civil war. For instantaneous updates throughout the day, be sure to follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News. The United States and Qatar have signed a memorandum of understanding to fight terrorism. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The agreement was finalized during a meeting between Tillerson and his Qatari counterpart, Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed Al Thani. Shortly after, Tillerson told reporters the memorandum was the result of lengthy negotiations and reflects the priorities established by U.S. President Donald Trump when he took part in an Arab summit in Saudi Arabia in May.
The agreement in which we both have signed on behalf of our governments represents weeks of intensive discussions between experts and reinvigorates the spirit of the Riyadh summit.
Last month, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed diplomatic ties and instituted a land, air, and sea blockade of Qatar, accusing the country of supporting terrorism. Tillerson said he will visit Saudi Arabia Friday to meet with the parties who are on the other side of this issue. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The FBI says a U.S. Army sergeant arrested for allegedly trying to help Islamic State has a long history of making threats and pro-extremist statements. Paul Delacorte, FBI special agent in charge, said Ikaika King was arrested for material support of terrorism.
King is 34 years old. He's from Hawaii. He's a sergeant first class in the U.S. Army, assigned to the 25th Infantry at Schofield Barracks. He was trained as an air traffic controller and trained in combatives.
King has made his first court appearance in Honolulu and was ordered to remain behind bars. According to an FBI affidavit filed in federal court, the Army reprimanded Kang in 2011 for threatening to kill fellow soldiers and praising Islamic militants. The FBI says Kang turned over classified military documents to an undercover agent posing as an Islamic State member. The State Department is hosting a gathering of the 72-member anti-IS coalition. Richard Buangan, managing director for international media at the State Department, outlined the goal of the meeting.
First and foremost is defeat of ISIS and how to prevent it from coming back to Iraq and Syria, finding ways to destabilize terrorist financing flows, finding ways to defeat ISIS on the battlefield. And, of course, finding ways to bring humanitarian and stabilization efforts to areas that have been recently liberated.
The last coalition meeting at the foreign minister's level was hosted by Secretary Tillerson at the State Department in March. Congo's ambassador to the United Nations said investigations into the killing of two UN experts have led to 11 new arrests, including 8 people identified as having played a direct role in the murders. Congolese authorities said in late May that they had arrested 16 suspects in the March death of American Michael Sharp and Zeta Kadlin of Sweden. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.